For most students, Valentine's Day is a chance to give cards and cake and little candy hearts to friends and classmates. WBUR's Max Larkin reports it's also a chance to learn the right or wrong lessons about love and relationships.
Kids tend to like Valentine's Day, but it can feel fraught for their teachers. Like Jesse Liscano, who doesn't have much use for the holiday. It has all the junk food of Halloween, plus another unpleasant wrinkle.
It adds the stigma of kids feeling this pressure to either give something to everyone, or even worse, it's exclusionary. It makes kids that didn't get as many Valentines feel like there's somehow something wrong with them.
Liscano teaches fifth grade at the Edison K-8 school in Brighton. And she also teaches the school's health curriculum, including consent and healthy relationships. She's trying to prepare her students for the confusing, sometimes heartbreaking world that awaits them in adulthood. And she says you can't start too young.
If you are making it clear to them at a young age, their body, their choice, and they get to govern what that looks like and what that feels like, and they need to honor it in other people, that's going to be a really great starting point for the rest of the curriculum.
Downstairs in a second grade classroom, Eloise Higgs is wearing a special dress to mark the occasion.
I love your Valentine's Day outfit, Eloise.
Thanks. Lots of pink. I like pink.
She still appreciates love. A lot more, she says, than her 9-year-old brother, who turns away kisses.
So right now I just think he's over love, but I think by the time he's a grown-up, he's probably going to get over that.
Eloise's teacher, Jody Piazza, says she does teach her kids problem-solving and mutual respect. On the other hand, though, she says her kids love hugs. In an age where consent and boundaries are very big questions, it's a tricky balancing act.
I don't think they have any idea of what lies ahead, so to speak. So they're still pretty innocent, and I don't want to take it away from them.
All the same, Eloise and her classmates seem to be getting the message that Jesse Liscano hoped they would. Eloise says there's no separating love from respect.
Respect, to me, is being nice to people and being kind so they're happy.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.